We visit once again with the head coach of the Bryan Vikings, Ross Rogers, and the Vikings will be hosting Cypress Ranch in a very big game at Merrill Green Stadium tonight. But before we get to that, let's go back to that 36-0 win last week against Cy Springs. And, Coach, your offense had some injuries early on, and the defense, which has done this a lot during the course of the year, took over this game. When you got that couple of big sacks and end up with that safety, really impressive performance.
Yeah, I've never had a 30-yard drive by my defense, you know. 10, 12, or whatever it was in the second end zone. That was really special. And with the injuries we had going in the offensive line, even though we had moved the ball, we just weren't putting points on the board. So who knows? It might have been a 2-0 game at that time. And finally we got the big pass before half to Jonathan Sparkman, which was a great throw and catch, and it was very timely. And then we go miss the extra point, so we're still in a one-touchdown game, you know, so we're one-score game. So things got better the second half.
Well, offense, though, as you said, did put it together in the second half. You played extremely well as you moved into the second half and took charge of that game.
Yeah, and the setup was, you know, again, some of it set up by defense, giving us the ball in the right spots. That's why we probably didn't have the number of yards, but we were moving the ball. I ain't going to say it at will, but we were moving the ball in big chunks. We just happened to be having some really good field position, which made us score quick, and then able to get, once again, 2 weeks in a row, which is, I keep mentioning, it just doesn't happen much, or hasn't happened for us here. Maybe one game a year, sometimes never. It seemed like all our games come down the third or fourth quarter, so the last 2 weeks we've been able to get nearly the whole group that practices every day into a lot of minutes in the game.
Impressive performance by the defense for another reason. You've been playing really good defense all season long. You got a lot of turnovers in that game, and that's so big in any football game that you play in.
Oh, absolutely. You know, turnovers, they have as much to do with who wins and loses the good games as anything. And you go back and look at that, and so that's why our coaches are always doing turnover ratio. Who's gained the most, where you're plus 10 or barely even. And, of course, our defense has been getting some fumbles, but We just got – it's just fun to watch it. If I wasn't a coach that was looking at all the little things that we're trying to do offensively and defensively, it'd be just fun to watch this defense. They fly around.
I've never figured out how you coach that, how you coach somebody to force a turnover like that. But it does seem to be like the kind of thing that if it happens, it's a lot more likely to happen again.
Yeah, I think, you know, was it Mississippi State called them land sharks or something? And they feed off those things, and so our defense is having fun. Of course, we challenge them every week. That so far we've been the best defense in this district, and probably in this area. We're in the top three or four in this area, and it's just fun to have that kind of defense. And so we hope that continues again this Friday night.
In recognition of that, and this I think is a compliment to every player on that defensive squad as well as all the coaches on the defensive side. But Brett Page nominated for a statewide award by Texas Football Magazine for Assistant Coach of the Year. That's just basically saying good job defense and a pat on the back to Brett. I think we've known all along this guy could coach a little defense.
Yeah, you know, he's an old Bryan Viking linebacker, played really good linebacker for another great coach, Corky Nelson, over at Mary Harden Baylor and Pete Fredenberg. And, you know, Brett coached with me a little bit at Harker Heights before he started his journey with Glenn. He went from Caney Creek, where they had a couple of their better years ever, and then went on into San Antonio before I asked him if he wanted to come back. So, you know, Brett's, of course, a very intelligent person. He's a good science teacher and all those different things. And he really studies it. He puts a lot of time and effort, as most defensive coaches do. But I get to see this on a day-to-day basis. And Matt Rice, our secondary coach, has been here a long time, is outstanding. And Michael Woodward and Paul Ruiz. And now we got Ben Gallego. So as a group, they're really working hard.
Offensively, you did, as you said, defense set some of this up, but the offensive team did take charge. It's almost like they got a lift from what the defense was accomplishing.
I think that happens a lot of times. You know, it's been fun the last 2 weeks to see us have some success, because I see it, you know, all the time in practice, even against our defense, which is tough to work on. We work on one-on-one a lot Monday and Tuesday Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, we go a lot of one-on-one. Of course, it's not a full 100%, but we see the quickness and stuff. And I've seen us do some really good things against our defense. So I know we're capable. We've just not been as consistent as we need to be. But, you know, we 42 points 2 weeks ago, 36 points. We're going to have to have some of that output this week.
Cypress Ranch coming to town. Coach, you knew when you lost some of these games earlier in district, these were going to be critical games when you got to this point. Well, all you're asked to do now is take on a team, I think, that moved up to number 8 in the AP poll this week. They're undefeated on the season. The Mustangs are a very good football team.
Yes, they've been probably been a good football team. I haven't really kept up with it as much as others, but I remember them being in the semifinals, I think, 3 or 4 years ago. Maybe got beat in the second round last year, but they've had really good success. Gene Johnson is an outstanding coach. I've known him a long time since he was an assistant at Klein Forest and then became the head coach for a while. And, you know, he's an old La Tech quarterback, so he's got good background, good knowledge of the game. And, you know, they're a very methodical team. They run the ball efficiently. They try to formation to get certain receivers on certain people, and they've got some outstanding receivers, and they got some back guys that can run the ball. Offensive line is just very consistent. Their techniques are good, and they execute, you know. And so our defense is going to have a huge challenge again, and we'll see if we're up to it. Now, our kids are excited about it.
When you look at their stats, it probably speaks for that consistency that you mentioned, that there's not one guy that just jumps out and is an amazing talent on this team. Everybody seems to contribute for them, really on both sides of the ball, but especially on offense.
Yeah, they switch quarterbacks in and out. You know, they go from, man, more of a ball control handler. He'll run the ball some, but he's really trying to dish the ball, deck the ball out, make the good read and let the back have it. And then turn around and put a running back in there, kind of a wildcat thing. Now they've got two or three guys that they can go from. Well, they try to get you, because of the formations, you look up, well, they think this is where you're going. And there are some things that let us know the best chance where it's going. But they're always continuing to flipping tight ends, flipping their receivers, and this is something they're going to do all game long, which it keeps you from doing as much on defense. You've got to lock down and make sure that you're set up on both sides of the ball, you know, both right and left.
You kind of hit upon what I was going to ask next, because it seems like this Viking defense has been really good. You say, all right, here's something that the opponent is good at. We're going to stop it. You do that first. It's just so hard to determine what they're best at, it seems.
Yeah, and that's true. You know, that comes from my philosophy that my dad gave me years ago, and that, you know, you take their best – it may change now, but you take their best three run plays, and you try to focus on those three run plays and then what's their best pass. Well, it may be now best two runs and best two passes, because people seem to throw the ball more. But I think that if you can get somebody to change their game plan – it's got to help a little bit. Now, they may execute the change, but they may not. And I think that this group particularly wants to get in a formation for our defense. So they may end up in motion to it. They may end up in flip people around from one side to the other before the ball snap. But they're going to have a formation they think is the best one against our defense, and we've got to be there ready to stop it.
I suspect people statewide look at this game and say, oh, Cy Ranch is going to run away and take a victory over the Bryan Vikings. This defense, though, as you pointed out this all season, it gives you a chance. It opens up the possibility. If there is that special upset that's coming, this is the opportunity, and you're going to need this to get to the playoffs.
Exactly. And, it goes back even to Tom Ball Memorial game, the first district game, when we knew that Kerry wasn't going to play and we had to go with a different quarterback with Matt Marino. But it took away some options because Matt was our best receiver. And so our defense kept playing sound ball. And you look up late in the fourth quarter and it's 14-14. Now, we didn't get the job done. And then you go back to Langham Creek. Had we just not given the points away on offense, we might have won that game. And right now they're probably the two hottest teams in our district. One we saw early and one we see now. So, yeah, I've told these coaches, and I've told Coach Hoppers back when he was a defense coordinator, if y'all don't let them score, it ought to be a good game. So,
good approach. No pressure there. Yeah. But with the positive things that the defense has done, this is really this has got to be a total team effort. Offense has got to put it together this week. You've got to get some points on the board.
Yeah, and it's been another frustrating week because of the injuries we had last week with three of our offensive linemen. Not that these guys that are going to fill in haven't been playing, but they haven't been the starters. And they've been called into duty, and they're going to have to step up, and we've challenged them all week. I think that Tyler Allen may be able to play by Friday. He's got a knee that's probably going to have some surgery done this summer, but they've given him the okay to play. But, you know, he's not been able to stay in the game a lot because his knees just continue to bother him. So Mark McMath is going to have to step up at center. And, of course, Tyler, if he does play, will play at that position. You know, we've worked Jason Sowell has been working at guard. He's going to work tackle this week. And, you know, we've got Bright and we've got Jacob Bennett at the guards. And so left tackle was Flores all last week. He came in to replace Kobe. And, you know, these are the guys we've got. And they've got to take that same challenge our defense has been taking to not allow points and give us field position. We've got to get this done because there's no more tomorrows. It's got to be done tonight.
I know the kids out there, there are not going to be that many guys that are carried over from this far back, but in my mind, when you did this against Waco High and all of a sudden the offense just came out of the woodwork a couple of years ago and went a couple of rounds into the playoffs, can't get that out of my mind, and the defense might even be playing better than they was playing at that point.
That's a good point. Good to remember. And, again, yes, certainly we did because we were able to pull out a great fourth quarter win at Waco. And 2 years ago, and then turn around and beat Ennis, who was the district champion, and play a good Cedar Park team that second round, and, you know, gave them fits for a while. So, you know, somebody always gets hot this time of year that not everybody looks at, and I don't know if that's going to be us, but it could be. So we're going to play like that.
We'll find out if that's the case. Cypress Ranch taking on Bryan. That's coming up next from Merrill Green Stadium. We will be back for the kickoff of that game after this.